Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Walden Rhines, the former CEO of Mentor Graphics, which is now Siemens EDA, and current CEO of Cornami. Wally is also the executive sponsor of the Semi Electronic Design Market Data Report, which is what we'll talk about today. Welcome back, Wally, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Great to get together again.
So there's a lot of news affecting the semiconductor industry and generally falling semiconductor stock prices. How is the EDA industry doing?
Well, so far, it's doing very, very well. Reports for the second quarter of 2022 were just released, and that shows a 17.5% growth year to year for the quarter, the second quarter. That's a quarterly record, at least for the last decade or so. The four-quarter moving average is also very, very strong at 15.3%.
Wow, that's incredible. So what's driving it?
Well, it's positive in all major regions of the world and in all product categories. North America and the Asia Pacific regions were particularly strong at 20.2% and 17.9% respectively. Now, weakness in China, which did exist, was offset by strong results in Korea and Taiwan. By product category, the strongest areas were printed circuit board, silicon IP, and services, which were all slightly above 20% growth year to year.
So China is normally a strong contributor to EDA sales. It's typically 10% or something like that of worldwide sales. How bad is the China shortfall?
Well, it's bad. As in the past two quarters, it was very weak, particularly for EDA design tools, which grew only 1.3%. Four-quarter moving average was minus 5%, and the sales of silicon IP in China was in fact stronger at 24.3%, but even that's lower than recent history. The four-quarter moving average for silicon IP was 44.7% for China, which is much stronger than the recent quarters. We don't really know whether these slow growth results in China are due to COVID lockdowns or some other effect, but these last two quarters especially have been particularly weak.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's China EDA companies, of course. There's quite a few of them, and some of them have been going public lately, and there's two of them that are IPO. And I just looked, and one of them has $80 million in revenue. The other has $30 million, and I know another one that's probably in between there some. So, I mean, China's EDA companies are, you know, making a difference here, but maybe not for the total shortfall. But it's kind of interesting to see how it's evolving.
Well, they are moving rapidly, and this is an industry that has been dominated by U.S. companies with more than 95% of worldwide revenue. So they are certainly catching up in some areas. Now, our ESDA data is backward-looking, so there's no impact in these numbers and in the third quarter. But whether there is impact beyond that remains to be seen as we move forward. Lots of people are looking for clarification around what the restrictions on gate all-around processing might be for EDA. And since there don't seem to be specific tools for gate all-around, it's likely that the only effect will be on specific process design kits. But ESDA hasn't taken any position on this, and so we'll just have to see how that unfolds as we move forward.
Yeah, there's more export restrictions announced and there's more coming, so that'll be interesting to watch as well. So surely the expected weakness in semiconductor sales in the coming quarters will spill over to EDA at some point in time, won't it?
Well, there may be some effect, but history tells us that the EDA industry experiences a very muted impact during semiconductor recessions. I think the reason is that semiconductor and systems companies continue to spend R&D to develop new products in anticipation of the recovery from market weakness. It's just not practical to downsize your semiconductor R&D organization and then try to rebuild it later. So R&D as a percent of sales for a semiconductor company typically increases during a recession because the R&D remains relatively constant while revenue decreases. It goes the other way during the recovery. The difference this time is that system companies now represent more than 20% of EDA revenue. One would expect that to add even more stability to the EDA industry, since design is a relatively small percent of revenue for these systems companies.
Right. Yeah, I see that as well. So looking at other data in the ESDA report, why is printed circuit board revenue so strong at 22% year over year for the quarter? I mean, that's a big acceleration when you said the four-quarter moving average, I think, was 12 to 13%.
Yeah, it is. But looking at the product categories within the PCB subcategory, the only weak ones were library and data management and schematic capture. The traditional categories grew about 10%, but this big jump to 22% came mostly from a category called other PCB, which is somewhat undefined. Sometimes major system company contracts for things like automotive or aerospace wiring cause increases in this category, or the EDA companies can simply throw in other things that aren't well-defined in other categories. Geographically, most of the PCB revenue growth strength was in North America, which grew 62.4%, which was 52.4% of the total. Which is really a very big share.
Right. Yeah, I'm wondering if the system company is doing their own chips and maybe they're bringing board design in-house as well. What about Silicon IP? You mentioned it is very strong. Any idea what's driving that category?
Well, that growth was very uniform across the world. For this report, we divide it into what's called reporting companies, that's traditional EDA companies that sell IP, and separately non-reporting companies, those companies like ARM that report their numbers publicly, but they don't participate in the survey. In this case, this particular report, reporting companies grew their SIP revenue about twice as fast as non-reporting companies. So this could be partly the strength of those reporting companies, or it could be a weakness compared to a weakness of the non-reporting companies compared to the reporting companies. Whatever it is, the growth in revenue of Silicon IP is very strong. We got lots of people using it, and it's very broad, very uniform around the world.
Yeah, I would point to the systems companies again for IP because, you know, they're doing chips for the first time or the first few times and they're not doing their own IP, you know, and maybe at a later date they will. But yeah, there's a lot of contracts going on with the system companies and IP providers. But what about venture capital, Wally? We see a lot of indications that the VC money is becoming very restricted. And I know you recently raised a huge round. What effect is that going to have upon EDA revenue?
Well, it doesn't seem that there's been much effect, at least through the second quarter of 2022. Startups are important to the EDA industry, especially for IP purchases, but primarily for the competition it creates among EDA companies to lock these startups into their tools while they're still very small. The total revenue from the companies is somewhat limited, even though it's a very significant expense for the startups. As you note, I should know. I'm the CEO of one of those startups, and I can tell you EDA and IP expense are a very significant part of our spending, but the dollars we spend are relatively small compared to big semiconductor companies or big systems companies.
Right. Well, Wally, overall, that's a very encouraging report for the EDA industry. You know, future quarters will tell what's really going on in China and how likely the weakness in semiconductor demand affects this very critical industry.
Well, I agree. I think it'll be interesting, but I'm very glad that the EDA industry is doing so well. And I'm hopeful that any downturn in the semiconductor industry will be limited in its duration. We'll see how that works out.
Right. I agree. Great conversation, Wally. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.